you got it.
Hello?
Hello, someone called.
Is it the show?
Yes.
Hey, you reached out to us about your property.
Mm-hmm. 320 Catawba Street.
Yeah, 320.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, what made you fill out a form? What's got you wanting to sell?
We're wanting to move
okay.
to a different place with the family members and get some land and possibly a house with it,
okay.
Well, hopefully.
Okay. And, you know, I have property within the area, so I just want to ask a few general questions. And, you know, if something makes sense, then maybe we can get something started.
Okay.
And if not, then maybe, you know, we can see about some other options.
Okay.
You bought this property back in 08, is that right?
Yes, my mother did. I inherited it.
Okay. That must be nice to be able to have something free and clear.
Yes.
Awesome. And as far as your next place goes, what are you looking at? You know, you said land.
30-day at least notice to move. And then within that 30 days, me and my family member right now are looking for a place that we can buy. So it depends on exactly what we get for this and what we get for hers, because she's with lenders too now. We're going to take this and put down on something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you say you're with lenders too, what does that mean?
She's with somebody to sell her house. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
She is, but I'm not.
Okay. And when you say lender, do you mean like a real estate agent?
I think no, cash, like I'm doing now.
Okay. So just maybe an investor?
Yes, that she's working with. Her house
okay.
is selling for $261,000, and I think she's got a $200,000 offer on it.
Mm-hmm. Have you all considered taking that?
I don't know what we thought about it, but we don't know because, like I said, it's valued more. Her and her mom's doing it, so I don't know the do's and don't on that one.
Okay. And as far as your property, you know, I have property within the area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you hoping to achieve out of it?
On Zillow, it's $109,000. Some of them differ, but the highest one they got recently was like $109,000. If I could at least get $85,000 to $90,000, I owe $38,000 on it. That would still give me some leeway. About what, $50,000?
I mean,
so I would want to pay.
What happens if you're not going to be able to get that?
What happens when I don't move so soon? I won't move so soon. I'll just try to put it up for sale through a lender and go that route.
Mm-hmm. Because I'll be honest with you, you know, if it was in maybe good condition, you know, I think that would be maybe a viable number.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't be necessarily close to 90,000. I mean, I don't think we're that far off, but
about how much are you looking at?
Well, I'll tell you what, can I give you a call after I get out of here and let me just look at it a little bit more finer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are there any questions you need now answered?
No.
It does not have heat and AC in it. It does not have any heat and cooling in it. We use air windows because we put a new roof on it about 6 years ago, and we knocked the chimney out. So we haven't went that far as putting heat and cooling in here. We do heat with Amish heaters and electric heater fireplace, and it runs you out of here. It's 3 bedrooms. They got it listed for 2, but it's actually 3.
Mm-hmm.
The kitchen is the same as when my mother got it. It's a 1948 built house.
Right. I have all that information.
Okay. And it's asbestos on the sides.
Okay. Well, let me look at it, and I'll give you a call back. Are you going to be available?
Yes, anytime.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
Bye-bye.